This is the Composer's Datebook for October 6th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1991, the American Composers Orchestra gave a concert at Carnegie Hall, intended as an 80th birthday celebration of the Armenian-American composer Alan Hovhaness. Hovhaness himself was on hand and conducted the world premiere of his Symphony No. 65. By the time of his death in the year 2000, Hovhaness had composed 67 symphonies. He once wrote to a friend, "I write too much, far too much. This is my insanity." Even so, performers and audiences seem to respond to the emotional forthrightness of his music. "I become more and more simple," Hovhaness explained. "I hate every dishonest note I may have written." Hovhaness rejected much of the atonality of the 20th century and turned instead to archaic and Eastern musical models. Many of his works were inspired by Armenian themes, real or imagined, and in reviewing the premiere of his Symphony No. 65, the New York Times critic wrote, "Mr. Hovhaness seems to have used liturgical roots to create his own imaginary Armenia, a music that may exist only in one American's imagination. Ernest Bloch, a Swiss who spent years in the United States, invented an Israeli style in much the same way." This music is from the most famous of all Hovhaness symphonies, his Symphony No. 2, subtitled Mysterious Mountain, premiered by Leopold Stokowski and the Houston Symphony in October of 1955. For more on the life and music of Alan Hovhaness, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.